Es el grupo de pastores, es el grupo de mensajeros de la iglesia aquí de Puebla, ¿no? Y queríamos tomar este tiempo. Entonces, está dividido así, tenemos tres partes. Primera parte, un break de 5 minutos. Segunda parte, un break de 5 minutos. Tercera parte, y si hay tiempo, preguntas y respuestas. John.
Okay, qué bueno. Let's see, let's start this thing. ¿Quién está traduciendo?
Ah, perdón.
Oh, okay.
Yo, ¿ya?
Enfrente, por favor. Nuestro profesor de biología, ¿sí? Bueno. Mi esposa tiene diploma en biología también. ¿Sí? I was asked to teach a class on the history of Christianity. I thought about this subject a lot.
He pensado mucho en este tema.
I've actually written 3 books.
He hecho, escribí 3 libros.
They're over there. And the 4th book I'm working on now.
Y está trabajando en un cuarto libro.
So to cover this material, 4 volumes.
O sea, y ese libro tiene 4 volúmenes.
And the last time I taught this class,
la última vez que enseñé esta clase,
it was about 28 hours of instruction.
Duró 28 horas de instrucción.
And that's without translation.
Okay,
so I have to cover all that material in just a little bit of time. So why should we study the history of the church? We study the Bible. It's inspired. Se inspirado por Dios. And so we know it's trustworthy.
Sabemos que es verdadero, es confiable.
So why would you want to study the history of Christianity?
Entonces, ¿para qué estudiar una historia de
este? Well, let me suggest a few reasons. One,
quiero sugerir dos razones. Una,
has our church made any mistakes?
Que la iglesia no,
nuestra iglesia, ICOC. No? Oh, yeah, we have. Okay. Well, somebody else already made that mistake many times. And so there's the famous statement, those who do not learn the mistakes of history are sure to repeat those mistakes. And I'd rather learn from somebody else's mistake than from my own mistake. Another reason to study church history is so that we understand ourselves. Now, we were taught 2 things. First, we're taught is that we're the New Testament church. Somos la iglesia. It's like we fell out of the sky. We're the New Testament church. Well, that's not true. Another story you were told is that our church started in Boston in
1979.
That's not true either.
That's what you're saying. This is the truth.
Yeah, yeah. It's not what I'm saying.
No.
I'm saying the opposite. What I said is some people say that. Right?
Okay.
If you don't know your history, then you don't understand yourself. A lot of the things we do, we think we do them because it's in the Bible. But that's not why we do it. It's because we're the Church of Christ. And our history goes back to the 1800s. And so we ignore our history. Another reason to study church history
razón de estudiar la historia de la iglesia?
Much of what we do,
mucho de lo que hacemos,
we see what somebody else is doing.
Mirando lo que otros están haciendo,
we say, I don't want to do that.
Y decimos, no quiero hacer aquello.
So we swing the pendulum to the other side.
Así que nos vamos hacia el otro extremo.
So much of what we do,
mucho de lo que hacemos nosotros,
is because we don't want to be like them.
Porque no queremos ser como aquellos.
We see the Pentecostes, blah, 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 blah. But then we run in the other direction.
Entonces, corremos en la otra dirección.
And we don't acknowledge the work of the Holy Spirit.
Y no nos damos cuenta del trabajo del Espíritu.
Church history gives us perspective.
La iglesia, la historia de la iglesia tiene perspectivas.
So we can avoid some of those errors.
Para que podamos evitar algunos de esos errores.
Okay, I'm going to skip a lot of. Okay. So, let's talk about the very early church.
Vamos a hablar de la iglesia primitiva.
There are three periods of church history I think it's important that we learn.
Hay tres periodos importantes en la historia de la iglesia.
One is the first three or four centuries.
El primer periodo por siglos.
Another one is the time of the Reformation.
El otro es el tiempo de la reformación.
And also the Anabaptist movement from that time, Anabaptistas.
Y los Anabaptistas de ese movimiento.
And the third would be the Restoration movement.
Y el tercer periodo va a ser el movimiento de, el periodo de restauración.
Which is the history of where we came from, basically.
De hecho, ese es el periodo de donde nosotros venimos como iglesia.
So I want to talk a little bit about the early church.
Quiero hablar de la iglesia primitiva.
One thing we know is it started out really great.
Nosotros algo que sabemos es que empezó super
increíble. We read about in Acts chapter 2.
De hecho, en el libro de Hechos 2 dices, wow, qué increíble la iglesia.
But by the time you get to the 6th or 7th century, something really bad happened.
Pero después del siglo quinto, sexto, algo pasó.
Muy malo. What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
And why did it happen? More important, why did it happen?
¿Por qué no pasó?
It was sincere people that took it in that direction.
Fue gente sincera que se movía en esa dirección.
Now there are two themes from this time.
Hay dos cosas de este punto.
One theme is false doctrines came into the church.
La primera cosa es que doctrinas falsas entraron en la iglesia.
And people split away from the church.
Y entonces la iglesia la gente se desvió.
And false theologies arrived.
Y muchas teologías falsas emergieron o surgieron.
The interesting thing,
la cosa interesante,
the Catholic Church,
que la iglesia católica,
or the Orthodox Church,
o la iglesia ortodoxa,
the one we think is maybe not so good,
que pensamos que no es tan buena, la iglesia ortodoxa,
every time the church split,
cada vez que la iglesia se divide,
the Catholic Church was the right church.
La iglesia católica siempre fue la correcta.
Every time.
Cada vez que eso sucedía.
So what happened?
Entonces, ¿qué pasó?
So that's the second theme.
Esa es la segunda cosa.
Is that the church drifted.
Que la iglesia...
Drift. Como en un río.
Drift. Ah, ya.
Very gradually lost their original vision. All right, which is more likely to be our problem as a fellowship? Because you know every group loses at some point, you know. If church history tells us anything, it's that eventually every Christian group loses their way.
Eventualmente cada grupo cristiano perderá su rumbo.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's true.
Lamento decirte esto, pero esta es la verdad.
So which is more likely?
Entonces, ¿a qué más se parece?
That we would accept false theology, false doctrine?
¿Será que tengamos que aceptar falsas teologías o doctrinas?
Or that we would gradually lose our Christianity?
¿O será que gradualmente vamos perdiendo nuestro cristianismo? ¿Qué será lo que sucede? ¿Qué piensas?
Yeah, that we would drift. Right. And it's so slow you don't even notice it. And the whole time you're the right church. You never left God. But you find out you're not a Christian anymore. Right, that's far more likely. So I'll talk just briefly about the false theologies, about heresy.
Voy
You have the word heresy? Hereticas? Grupos hereticas?
Sí, voy a hablar muy brevemente de las falsas teologías de un poco de sectas o algo así.
Yeah, there were many groups. There were the Judaizers.
Hubo mucho los
judaizantes.
Those who taught that you have to have works in order to be saved.
Ellos decían que tenían que tener la palabra para hacer
obras.
Obras.
Yeah. In fact, one of the books of the New Testament was written to oppose this view.
Sí, de hecho uno de los libros del Nuevo Testamento está escrito por base a esto.
Which book is that?
¿Cuál libro es ese?
Hechos, no, no.
Hebreos,
no. Galatas is written. He says, if anybody goes in that direction, let them be eternally condemned.
So,
could we become a church that believes in work salvation? Oh, that could easily happen to us. In fact, there was a lot of that going on in our movement at one time, don't you think? Another one is the Gnostics. They taught that Jesus was not human. They taught that physical things are bad.
Ellos dicen que las cosas físicas son malas.
You know, marriage is bad and pleasure is bad.
El matrimonio es malo,
and
los placeres son malos.
Only spiritual things are good.
Solo las cosas espirituales son buenas.
Jesus wasn't really a physical, he was spiritual.
Jesús no fue realmente físico, fue algo espiritual.
The Gnostics.
¿De qué?
The Gnostics.
De los Gnósticos.
You might have heard of the Gnostic Gospels.
¿Han escuchado hablar del Evangelio Gnóstico?
The Gospel of Thomas.
El Evangelio de Thomas
and the Gospel of Judas and many of those.
El Evangelio de Judas.
Actually, there was a New Testament book written to oppose this idea.
De hecho, hay un libro o un Nuevo Testamento.
¿Sí?
Libros, basado
¿Cuál libro? ¿Quién sabe?
¿El Evangelio de Judas?
No.
En la Biblia.
En la Biblia.
Basado en los Gnósticos.
Para
Primero de Juan.
Primero de Juan. When you read 1 John, him we saw and we touched. He said we touched him. It's against Gnosticism. And he says, who's the Antichrist? Who's the Antichrist? He asks, who's the Antichrist? He says, those who say didn't come in the flesh. Okay, so that's another. Another one is the Marcionites. Very similar to the Gnostics. They said the God of the Old Testament was an evil God. And he rejected Paul. No, Paul is he didn't believe in Paul. Another interesting one was the Montanists.
Los Montanistas.
That's in the second century.
Esto fue en el segundo siglo.
And the early, in the early third century.
En las principios del tercer siglo también.
And they were the charismatics in the early church.
Ellos, fueron los que...
Charismaticos.
Fueron
they had prophets.
Ellos tenían profetas.
And prophetesses, profetas.
Profetas.
And they had speaking in tongues and miracles and all that kind of stuff. Interesting, one of their problems with the church, they said the church was too worldly. And they called people back to more a biblical lifestyle. And their criticism was probably legitimate. And you might have heard of a man named Tertullian. Tertullian. He invented the word Trinity.
Ellos inventaron la palabra
Trinity, the word Trinity. He invented that word.
Los tertulianos inventaron la palabra Trinidad.
The most important theologian in the second century.
Y fue la teología más importante del siglo II.
And he joined the Montanists.
Y ellos se unieron con los montanistas.
Because they had a more commitment to holiness.
Porque ellos estaban más comprometidos con la santidad.
Another sect, another division, another heresy. This is in the 3rd century.
En el tercer siglo.
It's the Montanists, Novatianists.
Los Novatianistas.
Yeah. And their split was over the issue of discipleship.
Ellos se dividieron por tener el discipulado.
Who are the real disciples?
¿Quiénes son los reales discípulos?
There was a great persecution of the church.
Una gran persecución para la iglesia en el tercer siglo.
And many in the church offered a sacrifice to the Roman God.
Y muchos de la iglesia ofrecieron sacrificios a la iglesia.
Many did.
Muchos
hicieron. Dios Romano.
And then the persecution ended.
Y entonces la persecución terminó.
And they wanted to come back to the church.
Y entonces dijeron, ah, venga y regresen a la iglesia.
And one group said, no, if you sinned, you can't be in the church anymore.
Y otro grupo le dijo, no, ustedes ya no pueden ser parte de la iglesia.
You're not a good enough disciple.
No eres un buen discípulo.
The main church, the Orthodox church, said, no, it's okay, you can be forgiven.
La iglesia principal dijo, no, está bien, lo podemos perdonar.
So that was a division over discipleship.
Eso fue en la división sobre el discipulado.
This was the first time there was actually a separate church, where there in one town there'd be the one kind of church and then the Novatian church.
De hecho, esa fue la primera vez que hubo una separación real entre la iglesia de Novatianistas y la.
Another heresy.
Otra secta.
That came in the early 4th century.
Vino en el siglo cuarto.
Is the Arianes.
Los Arianes.
Following a man named Arius. Arius. He taught that Jesus was not God.
Él enseñó que Jesús no era Dios.
That he was the first creation.
Que solo fue la primera creación de Dios.
They said there was a time when he was not.
Y que hubo un tiempo donde Jesús no existió.
There's a group here in Puebla, very big group.
Hay un grupo grande aquí en Puebla.
That had the same teaching.
Que tiene la misma enseñanza.
What church is that?
¿Cuál es el Testigo de Jehová?
Right, Jehovah's Witness. This sect,
esta secta,
is the reason they had the Nicene, the Nicene Council, Council of Nicaea.
Ah, esa es la razón por la que estas iglesias tienen el.
You've heard of the councils?
Concilio de
Nicea. Council of Nicaea. They met to decide over this issue. Again, every time. Every time the church, and specifically the church in Rome, or the church in Constantinople, which became the Greek church, every time they made the right choice. They were orthodox. They had correct teaching. So I'm going to use some really big words here. Heterodoxo y ortodoxo.
Heterodoxo y
ortodoxo. Heterodoxo significa wrong teaching.
Heterodoxo significa enseñanza incorrecta.
Ortodoxo means correct teaching.
Ortodoxo significa enseñanza correcta.
But two other words.
Pero hay otras dos palabras.
Heteropraxis.
Heteropráctica. Hay otras dos palabras.
Y orthopraxis.
Y ortopráctica.
So, in other words, wrong practice.
Es decir, equivocadas prácticas.
You can have wrong theology.
Puedes tener equivocada teología.
Or you can have wrong practice.
O puedes tener equivocadas prácticas.
What did Jesus say?
¿Qué es lo que Jesús dijo de esto?
He said, watch your practice.
Dijo, Jesús dijo, observa o
and your doctrine.
Y tu doctrina.
Be diligent in them.
Y sé diligente en ello, en la
práctica. By doing so, you'll save yourself and your hearers.
Para que puedas.
So what happened to the Roman church?
¿Qué pasó a la iglesia romana?
They kept correct teaching.
Ellos mantuvieron la correcta enseñanza,
but they went into false practice.
Pero practicaban cosas incorrectas.
I believe today that the Catholic Church is closer to the Bible on theology and doctrine than the Protestant churches. Than the Protestants. I believe today, if we talk about just doctrine and theology, and doctrine, that the Catholic Church is closer to the Bible than the Protestants. But when it comes to practice, they got all kinds of crazy stuff. So let's talk about point number two, is drifting away from correct practice. Here's what we're going to notice. Most of the false practices were done for a good reason. And they worked. And yet they forgot. And their practice became their doctrine. That could happen to us. In fact, it probably already has. So I'm going to talk about some areas of drift. In the leadership of the church, the organization of the church. In the teaching about salvation. In ideas about holiness. In worship. And in the idea of the priesthood. In every case, the first step was actually a good idea at the time. For example, we have a Bible study series. Good idea. But we act like you have to have a Bible study series to somebody to become a Christian. Is that person ready to be baptized? Well, have they gone through a discipleship study? Have they gone through a cross study? Have they gone through a salvation study? Have they gone through a word study? Have they gone through a church study? How many studies did they go through on the day of Acts? In Acts 2. How many studies did they go through? Zero. Did they repent? Did they repent to somebody else? No, I don't think so. I don't. Did they write down their list of sins? All right. Did they repent in to confess to somebody else? I'm not saying those things are bad. Maybe in our situation, maybe they're great. But maybe we could become like them. So on leadership. Okay, at first. Oh yeah, I already this. Actually, no. I'm going to use an example here. In correcting false doctrine. In the second century, Irenaeus was a hero. Irenaeus. He was a hero. He wrote a book called Against Heresy. But here's what he found out.
fíjate lo que él encontró.
They had debates with these heretics.
¿Hubo qué? ¿Debate?
With the heretics, with the Gnostics.
Ah, okay. Hubo un debate con los Gnósticos.
And Irenaeus had his scriptures.
Irenaeus tenía la historia.
And the Gnostics had their scriptures.
Y los Gnósticos tenían las escrituras.
And the people were not so educated.
La gente no era tan cultivada, educada.
This group had their scriptures.
Este grupo tiene las
this group had their scriptures.
Y este grupo también tiene las escrituras.
But Irenaeus said,
pero Irenaeo dijo,
this is what the church has always taught.
Esto es lo que la iglesia siempre ha pensado. And, o enseñado, perdón.
And he won the argument.
Y
no, he won the argument. But what happened?
¿Y entonces qué pasó?
Eventually, the tradition of the church
eventualmente, la iglesia tradicional
became as important as the Bible. Became almost as important as the Bible.
Se convirtió tan importante como la Biblia, la iglesia.
And eventually,
y eventualmente,
the tradition of the church
la tradición de la iglesia
became more important than the Bible.
Más importante que la Biblia.
But the first time he did it,
pero la primera vez que lo hicieron,
it worked.
Funcionó.
He won the battle.
Y ganaron la batalla.
Because he said, what these Gnostics are teaching,
porque esta enseñanza de los Gnósticos,
our church fathers, they never taught that.
Los padres de la iglesia, somos padres de la iglesia, nunca enseñamos.
This is a new teaching.
Esa es una nueva enseñanza.
And he won the argument.
Y es un argumento, simplemente.
No, y lo ganó.
Ah, y ganó el argumento.
It's like he won the battle.
Él ganó la batalla.
But eventually, they lost the war.
Pero eventualmente perdió la palabra.
Because they relied,
la guerra.
They relied on their method.
Porque ellos estaban sustentados en método.
Instead of on the Bible.
En lugar de la Biblia.
And so, that's what happened, as you know.
Eso es lo que le pasó, como ustedes saben.
For example, Irenaeus said,
por ejemplo, Irenaeus dijo,
we appeal to the tradition that has come down to us.
Que nos condenaba, o,
que nos dieron.
From the elders and from the churches. He said, even if we didn't have the Bible,
y aun si no tuviéramos la Biblia,
we have the rules and the tradition.
Tenemos las reglas y las tradiciones de los antepasados.
So that's a problem.
¿Cuál es el problema?
All right. Another example is in leadership.
El otro ejemplo es en el liderazgo.
In the early church,
en la iglesia primitiva,
see, every time, blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah. Okay, good. In the early church,
en la iglesia primitiva,
they had evangelists.
Ellos tenían evangelistas.
And then later, they had evangelists and they had elders and teachers.
Después de tiempo, tuvieron evangelistas y ancianos.
But by the beginning of the second century,
para el principio del segundo siglo,
the evangelists aren't even mentioned anymore.
De hecho, para el segundo siglo, los evangelistas ya ni son mencionados.
And the teachers are almost never mentioned anymore.
Los maestros tampoco son nunca mencionados después del segundo siglo.
And what happened is they had the elder.
¿Qué pasó? Pues tenían los ancianos.
And they had the top elder.
Y tenían un anciano líder.
They called him the bishop.
Y le llamaron el
obispo. And the reason they did this,
y la razón por la que ellos hicieron esto,
is to defend against false doctrine.
Es para defender de las falsas doctrinas.
Because here's what they learned.
Porque eso fue lo que ellos aprendieron.
If you have a group of elders,
si tienes un grupo de ancianos,
if false teaching comes into the church,
si la falsa doctrina viene a la iglesia,
it's a total mess.
Es totalmente un desastre.
But if they had one head bishop,
pero si tienes un obispo supervisor o jefe,
if false teaching came into the church,
y si la falsa enseñanza llega a la iglesia,
replace the bishop,
reemplazan a ese líder obispo,
problem solved.
Y el problema se resolvió.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
In my opinion,
en mi opinión,
that was actually a good idea.
De hecho, fue una, en mi opinión, una buena idea.
It's biblical.
No es bíblico.
It's a little questionable.
Un poco razonable, pero,
but it saved the church.
Pero salvó a la iglesia en su momento.
I think it was probably worth it.
Y probablemente es, vale la pena.
But the problem is,
pero el problema es,
you had one person leading every church.
Pero el problema es que tienes una sola persona liderando la iglesia.
And eventually, they just didn't just have bishops.
Eventualmente no solo tenían, este, obispos,
they had archbishops. And they had metropolitans. And then they had a papa. Okay? So again, we need to look at how we organize our leadership and try to always come back to the Bible. Another area of drift was in conversion. By the second century, very, very early in the second century, they were having people wait for 6 months or even a year before they would baptize them. And they had a defined thing that you do. You had to fast for a certain period of time. And you had to say certain prayers. Now, why did they do this? The reason they did this was because of extreme persecution. And spies would try to come into the church. So they had a long period of testing. If a spy wants to come into the church, they'd have to keep coming for a long time. Because in the early church, only baptized people had the Lord's Supper. We have open Lord's Supper. Visitors can share it, right?
Los visitantes pueden compartir.
Right?
No, aquí no.
Yes?
Yeah.
Right? Anybody can take it who wants. Okay. Okay. They had a closed Lord's Supper. Somebody with a membership list at the door. And eventually, they anointed them with oil. Seemed like a good idea. And then later, they taught that you're forgiven of your sins when you're baptized, but you don't receive the Holy Spirit until the oil. Eventually that became communion. Okay, got it? And eventually, people would delay baptism until they're about to die. Because they began to teach that baptism takes care of the sins you committed. Baptism forgives the sins you committed up until the time you're baptized. But el bautismo da perdón al tiempo de bautismo. Después, no. All right, and so they started to teach about a penance. And eventually they had purgatory to take care of the sins that were committed after you were baptized. And that's why people would wait to get baptized. Because if I get baptized right before I die, all this happened already by the 4th century. And even the 3rd century. Yes. And also by the 4th century, they were baptizing little babies. The 4th century. Now, but it happened gradually. At first, they would only baptize somebody who obviously is an adult. But then eventually they had 7 or 8 year olds. And many children died back then. It was so common for children to die. Okay, well, let's baptize them just in case. And they made baptism into like a magic formula. It's like, it's magic. And so faith and baptism became completely separate. So eventually, you had a small baby. And you know, back then, in that time, many children, probably the majority, died in the first few months. So they baptized them right after they were born. It all started with a good idea. So you see how we could lose it gradually over time. And then the idea of holiness. There's a fancy word, it's called asceticismo. Okay. And so by the second century, the church was still fairly pure. But by the third century, enough worldliness was coming into the church that those who wanted to really be disciples, they left the church. And they went out into the desert. And they became ascetics. And they began to teach that marriage is bad. And enjoying food is bad. And, you know, sleeping enough is bad. And eventually this became normal. They had monks and nuns and all that kind of stuff. So another thing, probably it was a good idea to live a holy life, but they decided to just leave the church. And they abandoned the church. They abandoned it. Abandonado. And so the church became even more worldly over time. Another thing that happened is they had creeds. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, they had all these different creeds, and there's the Westminster Creed, and there's all these different creeds. Now, are these in the Bible? No. But they created them to protect against false doctrine. To create unity. But guess what happened? It created division. Because they say, this is what we believe. Do you agree with this? Well, how about, where's my Bible? Yeah. How about, this is what we believe. Some of our churches publish a creed on their website. We publish a creed on our website. And history says, be careful about that. A few years ago, we published what was called the Unity Letter. And we asked everybody to sign the Unity Letter. Do you remember?
Yes.
That letter created more division than unity. There were several churches that left our movement because of that letter. So was it a good idea? I don't know. But let's study church history. It'll help us make some of those decisions. Another idea is the idea of a priesthood.
idea de la
sacerdocio. Yeah, sacerdotal. Now the Bible says that all of us are priests. In the early church, the worship was very much participating. If you read in 1 Corinthians, their worship was more spontaneous than ours. It was very spontaneous and people were involved. But eventually they said, only the bishop can do baptisms. And they said, only the choir can sing. Because we want to have great quality. And our band is so loud, you can't even hear the church singing. My opinion, the sound, turn it down a lot. When I come to a church in Mexico, I can't hear myself singing. Now that's just my opinion, okay? That's not in my outline. That's just my opinion. But the point is this. They wanted to make the church better and better and better. When they started, maybe it was a good idea. But then they had the laity, right? Laity? Como se dice laity? Clergy, laity. Como se dice? Clergy, sacerdotes y la gente.
Clero.
Right. Eventually, the church didn't even sing at all.
No,
they were told, no more singing. And also, when they did the Lord's Supper, only the bread. No wine. Because somebody might spill it. And they're spilling the blood of Jesus on them. But it was very slow, very gradual. You would have never noticed what was happening. And gradually they made the Lord's Supper into more than what it really is. They made it into a sacrifice. Is the Lord's Supper a sacrifice? No, it's a remembering. But if you have a sacrifice, if you have a sacrifice, then you need a priest. So the bishop became a priest. Anyway, this is all very depressing. So let me summarize a few ideas, because we need to find lessons for ourselves. So we should avoid structure, which is convenient, which works, but does not follow the pattern of the Bible. The pattern of the Bible is that you have elders. And the elders are the overseers. The evangelist is not the overseer. It's the elder that's the overseer. Now, for a church that does not have elders, then we have the evangelist being the overseer. I'm not saying that's bad, because we need a leader, and you don't have elders right away. So, as a partial situation, it's fine. But we can't abandon the biblical pattern.
Pero tenemos que estar pendientes de poder regresar al patrón bíblico.
There have been situations in our church
hay unas situaciones en nuestra iglesia
where the evangelist
donde el evangelista
didn't want to have elders.
No tiene, de hecho no quiere tener, no quiere tener ancianos.
Because the elders would tell them what to do.
Porque entonces los ancianos le van a decir qué es lo que tienen que hacer y eso no quiere.
Honestly,
honestamente,
that's been a problem in Mexico more than other places. Because the church in Mexico worries about authority.
Porque la iglesia de México,
yeah, it must be the culture here.
Es la cultura que se transpira aquí en las iglesias de México.
But anyway,
pero de cualquier manera,
let's move towards biblical organization.
Vamos a ver la organización bíblica.
The evangelists are the ones leading the charge.
Donde los evangelistas son los que están dirigiendo la carga, la vida.
They're the ones that take the church in a direction.
Y algunos toman la iglesia en esa dirección.
They're the ones that are going to be the most obvious leaders.
Y debe de haber otros que son los más evidentes que líderes.
Because they're leading the charge.
Porque ellos son los que están liderando
But we need mature Christians.
Pero necesitamos cristianos maduros.
Maybe not so much in front.
Tal vez no en frente.
But they're the overseers, the bishops, the shepherds.
Los pastores,
and then we need teachers.
Y también necesitamos
we need all three. Next.
Lo próximo.
Let's be careful about too much ritualism.
Tengamos cuidado con tanto ritualismo.
To have a professional worship.
Como tener así cantantes profesionales.
Let's have participation.
Vamos a tener participación de la comunidad.
That worship is a participation.
Que lo que cantamos, las alabanzas, sea la participación de la iglesia.
Number three.
Y número tres.
Let's be careful how we react to false doctrines.
Tengamos cuidado cómo reaccionamos a las falsas doctrinas.
Let's not move in the opposite direction.
No nos movamos en la otra dirección.
Let the guiding light be the Bible.
Dejemos que la guía sea la Biblia.
And the Holy Spirit.
Y el Espíritu Santo.
Okay, let's be careful about creeds.
Vamos a tener cuidado también con los credos.
I'm not saying a creed is wrong or sinful.
No estoy diciendo que los credos sean malos o pecaminosos.
But let's remember that if we have a statement of our faith,
por ejemplo, si tenemos nuestro testamento de fe,
it's as likely to cause division as unity.
Eso puede causar división más que unidad.
There's... Okay.
En Estados Unidos es muy común que las iglesias tengan en su website, en su página
sí.
De internet, su estamento o credo.
Yeah.
Somos una iglesia que creemos en esto, esto y esto. Uh-huh. En México como que
no.
Casi no, eso no...
Qué bueno.
No tenemos eso.
Good. Yeah. Let me see. Right now, there's an issue.
Ahora mismo hay una situación.
More in the American churches.
Principalmente en Estados Unidos.
Over the role of women in our churches. Yes.
Sobre el rol de la mujer en las iglesias.
So I'm part of the teachers group, and we're writing an article about that.
Soy parte del grupo de maestros que estamos escribiendo un artículo acerca de eso. ¿Cuál es el rol de la mujer en la iglesia?
And everybody wants this group to tell them what the Bible teaches exactly. What's the rule? What's the, you know?
Todo el mundo quiere que nosotros escribamos. ¿Cuál es la regla? ¿Qué dice la Biblia acerca del rol de la mujer en la iglesia?
But we're not going to do that.
Pero no vamos a hacer eso nosotros.
We're just going to pull out the scriptures.
Solo vamos a ver las escrituras,
and explain the scriptures.
Y explicar las escrituras,
and the local churches, they will make their choices.
Y cada iglesia local hará su decisión.
Because we don't want to have creeds.
Porque no queremos tener un credo. Nosotros
we don't want to have somebody from the top telling us what to believe.
No queremos ser los jefes diciendo,
okay.
Cada iglesia haga esto con el rol de la mujer en su iglesia.
Don't overemphasize sacrifice.
No sobre exaltes los sacrificios.
Sacrifice is a huge part of the Christian life.
El sacrificio es una parte importante del cristianismo.
But let's say one person fasts.
Pero por ejemplo, una persona ayuna.
And another doesn't.
y la otra no.
That doesn't mean this is a better Christian.
No significa que este sea un mejor okay? cristiano porque ayuna.
The one who shares with 500 people.
La persona que comparte su fe con 100 personas.
And the one who shares with only 5 people.
Y el otro que nomás comparte con 5.
They're equal in the church.
Ellos son iguales en el
We're not made better by our actions.
No, no, no somos mejores por nuestro desempeño.
Okay, oh, there's so many more things to talk about. One more thing, and then we'll take our break. Yes, good exegesis. They had... I didn't want to discuss this. I was not planning on discussing this. They had some bad Bible... study practices in the early church. But I didn't want to spend time on that right now. Yeah. Okay. Good. In order to understand the Reformation, I want to mention one person. His name is Augustine. After I talk about Augustine, we'll take a break. Augustine was the most influential Christian
fue el cristiano más influyente
after Paul.
Después de Pablo.
And really, the direction the Roman Catholic Church took
y la dirección que la iglesia católica, romana tomó,
is determined by Augustine. By Augustine.
Ha determinado, o guiada por Augustine.
In fact, when Martin Luther...
De hecho, Martín Lutero
tried to restore biblical Christianity,
el cristianismo bíblico.
What he actually restored
Pero lo que realmente restauró
was the Christianity of Augustine.
Fue el cristianismo de Agustín.
So we probably should know a little bit about Augustine.
Probablemente no sepamos mucho acerca de Agustín.
Augustine was a great man.
Agustín fue un gran hombre.
Very intelligent, very educated. But his background affected him.
Pero su background, su trasfondo, le afectaba un poco.
He came to Christianity from another religion.
Él se convirtió en cristiano viniendo de otra religión.
It's called Manichaeism.
Una religión llamada Malaquitas.
They taught that physical things are bad.
Ellos enseñaban las Malaquitas que las cosas físicas eran malas.
Typical Greek philosophy.
Typical Greek philosophy. Griega.
So the spiritual things are good, physical things are bad.
Okay, las cosas espirituales son buenas, lo físico es malo.
So Augustine was converted.
Augustine fue convertido,
and he had a very, very, very strong sense of sin.
Y él tenía un gran, fuerte sentido de lo que es pecado.
And he also had a strong sense of God's sovereignty. God being sovereign.
También tenía bien claro la soberanía de Dios.
You know, God has many traits.
Y que Dios tenía muchas, traits,
qualities.
Cualidades,
characteristics. One of them is his sovereignty.
Una de esas cualidades de Dios era soberanía.
That he is king.
Que él es el rey.
Another one is his holiness.
La otra es que es santo.
His perfection.
Es perfecto.
Another one is his justice.
La tercera es que es justo.
Another one is his love.
Y que la cuarta es que es amor.
And these qualities are all very intense.
Todas estas cualidades son muy intensas.
But Augustine focused in on his sovereignty.
Pero Agustín se enfocó en la soberanía de Dios.
Sovereign.
Soberanía.
And he forgot the other qualities.
Y olvidó las otras cualidades.
Like his love and his justice and his mercy.
Justicia, misericordia.
So he invented the idea of original sin.
Él inventó la idea del pecado original.
That we inherit the sin of Adam.
Que la heredamos de Adán, el pecado original.
And from that he got the doctrine of total depravity.
Y a partir de ello, él
¿Por qué no está en español?
Puso otra doctrina que se llamaba
okay.
total depravación.
Okay. And the idea, this is a big word.
Esa es una gran cosa, el mono.
It means our salvation is 100% God.
Nuestra salvación es 100% Dios.
and 0% us.
Y 0% nosotros.
That's called faith only.
Eso es llamado fe única.
Yeah, faith only, yeah.
Faith only.
That's Martin Luther.
Eso es este Martin Lutero.
He taught predestination.
También enseñaron sobre la predestinación.
That when you're born,
que cuando tú eres nacido,
it's already decided.
Ya se decidió por ti. Tú ya
whether you will go to heaven or to hell.
Para el cielo, para la tierra, para el infierno, ya está decidido.
If God chooses you for heaven,
si Dios te elige para el cielo,
you have no choice about it.
Ya estás del otro lado, ¿no?
And if God chooses you for hell,
pero si Dios te elige para el infierno,
it's too bad for you. It's all over. This is a terrible doctrine.
Es una terrible doctrina esta.
It eventually became what we call Calvinism.
Y se convirtió en lo que llamamos Calvinismo.
In inglés, tulip.
En inglés es
total depravity.
Totalmente depravado. Depravado.
Right? There's nothing we can do. We are so depraved that we have no ability to choose at all. El U is unconditional election.
La U es de incondicional elección.
So if God chooses you,
si Dios te elige a ti,
nothing, you know, you're good to go.
Listo, ya no,
you don't have to do anything.
Dios te eligió.
L?
L, la L.
Limited atonement. Perdón limitado.
Perdón limitado.
Jesus died.
Jesús murió
for the elect.
Por los electos, por los elegidos.
For the others?
Por
no.
Nosotros, no. No murió por los otros, nomás por los elegidos.
That's a very bad doctrine.
Es una mala doctrina.
Because the Bible says God wants all to be saved.
Porque la Biblia dice que quiere a todos ser salvados.
All right, and he taught infant baptism.
También enseñó bautismo infantil.
But they'd already been doing that.
Pero de hecho ellos todavía no hacían eso todavía.
The year was 400 AD.
Eso fue en el cuarto siglo. ¿Ya lo estaban haciendo?
They've been doing infant baptism for 100 years.
Ya estaban haciendo bautismo infantil por 100 años. Ya
but he told them why.
Pero ellos enseñaron
por qué.
O sea, ya dieron una razón de
because of original sin.
Por el pecado original.
See, ya we're born
fuimos nacidos
sinners from birth.
Pecadores desde el nacimiento.
If you read his book,
si tú lees su libro de Agustín,
Confessions, it's called Confessions.
Es llamado Confesión.
He talks about how he was a sinner when he was a little baby.
Él habla de cómo tú eres un pecador.
He rebelled against his mother even from her breast.
Se rebeló en contra de su mamá desde que estaba en el vientre. O sea, era un pecador ya.
So he taught infant baptism.
Así que él inventó el bautismo.
And he taught sacramentalismo.
También enseñó sacramentalismo.
That the holiness is found
que la santidad es encontrada
not in the person,
no en la persona,
or in the faith,
o en la fe,
but it's in the church.
Pero en la iglesia.
All right, so the sacraments.
Sacramentos.
So the sacrament of priesthood,
sí, la iglesia,
and the sacrament of yeah, confession.
La confesión,
and all these things had power.
Todas estas cosas tenían poder.
The action itself had the power.
De hecho, la acción por sí misma era el poder,
so
la conducta.
You just do this thing,
solo si tú haces estas cosas,
and it saves you.
Entonces eso te salva.
But only through the church.
Pero solo en la iglesia.
And also taught
también enseñó
that in the Lord's Supper,
que en la cena del Señor,
the bread literally becomes the body of Christ.
Pan se convierte literalmente en el cuerpo de Cristo.
And the wine literally becomes the blood of Christ.
Y que el vino se convierte en la sangre de Cristo.
He also taught
también enseñó
that the state, the government,
que el gobierno, que el estado,
should enforce Christianity.
Debería de imponer el cristianismo.
And so if there's false teaching,
esa también es una falsa enseñanza.
The Pope, he calls the governor
que el Papa llama al gobierno,
and says, put him in jail.
Pónganos en la cárcel.
or kill them.
O mátelo.
Perfect.
Perfecto.
But when the church and the government work together,
cuando la iglesia y el gobierno trabajan juntos,
church history says,
la historia de la iglesia dice,
it's a disaster.
Es un desastre.
You do not want the government working for your church.
No quieres que el gobierno esté trabajando para tu iglesia. Eso nunca.
Trust me.
Créanme.
Okay, so that's what I have to say about the earlier church. We can take a break.
Eso es lo que quería yo hablar del viejo.
We'll start the next section with questions.
Okay. Y vamos a tener un break de 5 minutos y vamos a empezar la segunda sección con preguntas.
Okay.
Gracias.
I'm skipping so much here. I'm skipping. Oh, skipping. Skipping. Okay. How are we doing? Yeah.